Buffalo Bills Combine coverage is presented by Napa Auto Parts. Visit your local Napa Auto Parts store for Napa know-how and all your car care needs.
Really just trying to come out here and just, you know, reiterate what I put on film all year and what I've done throughout my career at A&M. So, you know, coming out here, trying to put up good numbers, put on a show, and just, you know, like I said, reiterate that I think, you know, I'm one of the best tackle out here. So, yeah, I got some numbers in mind, you know, but like I said, I'm just going to go out there and try to do the best I can. Right. Yeah, I'd like to think I wasn't grandfathered in, but yeah, hopefully I earned my way here. But no, yeah, it is special, the family I come from and, you know, relationships I have with my dad and cousins and brothers, all the people who have gone through this process. So that's real special and something, you know, I can look to them, you know, to ask, you know, what it was like, what their experience with it was. So far it's been good. I've enjoyed it. Not too much, you know, just trying to go out there and do the best I can. Really just keep doing what I've been doing, working hard, doing things the right way. One thing my dad's always tried to reiterate with me is if you go out and work hard and do things the right way and put your full effort in, you know, you'll get the results you want. So that's something I've always tried to do and just trying to keep it up now. I think one of the biggest things was the opportunity to play with my younger brother. He started at center for us last year, and you know, that was something, you know, you can never do again, really. It was an opportunity I didn't want to pass up. I have a great relationship with him. And just being able to do that and, you know, live with him and spend the year with him in college, you know, playing together, starting on the offensive line, that's something real special, something I'll always remember. I mean, we played in a pretty good conference, so we played a lot of pretty good ones. I mean, anytime you play Alabama, LSU, Missouri, you know, all those teams, bunch of good players. Yeah, I mean, I thought Coney Ealy was really good at Missouri. He was a really good player, yeah.
North Dakota State.
Real aggressive, big and strong, you know, mixed up his pass rush moves real well. Was real aggressive, also coming off the ball in the run game, good with his hands, all that stuff. You know, he did a really good job of that. Really, guys that mix it up well are, you know, always the toughest ones to go against, and he did a really good job of that. Yeah, it's definitely different, you know. Ever since Johnny took over, you know, I've been answering this question a lot, but you really never know what to expect. He's all over the place. But at the same time, you got to take what comes with it because, you know, the guy makes plays. He's proved it game after game. So, like I said, I'm just trying to go out there and give him time and let him do what he does. No, I don't consider him a me-first guy at all. My whole experience with him and having him as a quarterback was nothing but good things. You know, when he was out on the field, he was just a tremendous competitor, great leader, you know, someone that I love playing for. And, yeah, I was glad to have him as my quarterback.
You mentioned wanting to be the first tackle taken here. There's a little bit of a perception that Greg Robinson is, all this upside and you're kind of a polished, finished product. What do you say to that characterization? And what do you have? What kind of upside do you have?
Yeah, I think, like I said, being considered a polished player, you know, someone who's done a lot and played well, you know, I take that as a big honor, you know. But at the same time, I still feel like there's a lot I can get better at. So definitely wouldn't say that I'm, you know, at my peak. I think there's still a lot more I can learn, a lot more I can get better at. So all those things, you know, stuff that's motivating me, and I'm just trying to come out here and put up good numbers and, you know, prove that, you know, I am capable of being the best lineman here. Yeah, I definitely feel most comfortable now on the left side. Yeah, I think towards the end of the senior year, you know, last year when it was time to make the decision, you know, I wasn't really sure. Just felt real comfortable at A&M and really wanted to go back and finish up my senior year there. But finishing up this year, I could tell I was definitely ready for this whole opportunity. You know, really, we had a coaching change, so switching offenses, going from a pro style to the spread style, and, you know, still playing well, all that stuff. really felt like I learned a lot from both coaching staffs. You know, just having all those different circumstances thrown at me and still playing well, you know, those are some of the things I'm proud of. Yeah, I mean, they're great players, but at the same time, you know, I think I'm a great player too. So, you know, all I can really do is just go out and try to put up good numbers. Like I said, I mean, there's not much more I can do besides that. Yeah, no, they're both real good guys. Gotten to know them both a little bit. You know, only met them yesterday, so still trying to get to know them. But like, both great competitors from what I can tell, and, you know, big guys, big-looking athletic guys. So, you know, they definitely deserve the credit.